The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We're going to start, shockingly, with the Waffle House brawl.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
One of the most violent of brawls.
Oh, my.
It really is. Waffle House currently investigating the circumstances behind this wild fight that broke out between employees and customers in one of their restaurants. They don't identify which state this is in, but footage shows at least seven people involved in the fight. The only reason I'm really talking about it, though, is because during this brawl, one woman's tits pop out.
Oh, wow.
Waffle House tits, though.
Yeah, they can't be that great.
Both of them pop out, and her weave comes off.
Oh, my God.
It is crazy. It's like there's three people on one side of the counter. They're fighting about getting a phone back or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's a guy and two girls. The guy then goes behind the counter, and that's when all hell
breaks
loose.
At a Waffle House. They'll kill you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. One woman did get her boobs popping out there while she was repeatedly striking a worker in the head. Waffle House says, we are looking into it.
Yeah. They're like, that's the low on the list of things that have gone down this week at Waffle House.
It's probably like at least a couple convicted felons working in the dishwashing area, don't you think?
You know how like in Texas they have Texas Rangers? I think in Ohio they have like a Waffle House Ranger.
Oh.
The Ohio Waffle House Rangers Division that investigates these kind of things.
We're here. Waffle House Rangers. Can't afford that. Are you kidding? They charge like $3 a meal.
Yeah. Well.
It's been seen millions of times online, and it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We can't play the audio because there's so much Waffle House language in it.
Yeah.
So you can't play that on the air. It starts with a guy saying, can I get my phone? One of the women says that they're trying to pay, but there's something wrong with their bill. They were charged too much or something. And that's when the guy walks around back. So here is the footage of this amazing Waffle House brawl. It's the girl in yellow you're going to have to keep an eye on when she goes behind the counter there.
Wow, look at this.
She's like 6'5".
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Something else.
So it's quite a quite a group of people here. This is where the guy goes behind the counter.
Oh, he's went behind.
Yeah, he went behind. He beats the hell out of this person. I'm not sure if it's male or female.
Oh, man. A mix.
There is a
mix of both. Oh, my God. Look at the guy just pick up the stripper.
There, one comes out. One comes out there, right? There's one boob.
Oh, wait, I didn't see it.
Oh, you
missed it? I didn't see it at all.
You guys aren't looking at the right thing.
I didn't see it at all.
Okay, watch as she charges.
There's so much to look at.
There is. As she charges, one is working its way out of her top over there. You get a full glimpse, right?
Oh, yeah. There's one. She puts a girl in an arm bar.
Yeah, and as she is fighting that girl, the other one pops right out. There's
oh my God!
Both are
you're
out
just
now.
Getting destroyed.
Andrew Weave is gone. Andrew Weave is gone.
He
oh
care.
My goodness,
no. Man!
It's not the first time both of her boobs have been out.
Well, she covered one up and then left one out.
Oh, this guy's in a headlock.
Well, that Waffle House worker got him in a headlock.
Yeah, well, he was about to kill him.
He's a little dude.
The best part of the video, you can't hear it obviously because there's so much wearing, is this one woman like, oh, damn.
Yeah, this guy thinks he's real tough. And, he picked like the, it looks like, I can't tell. I'm not sure if it's a woman, a strong woman.
That's what I'm confused.
A portly man.
I'm not sure if you believe it's a man. At first I thought it was a lady.
But then this one guy picks a stripper up and then.
Are you thinking
that's a woman?
I think it's a woman.
I think it's a woman. I think he didn't realize who he was punching in the face.
She's tough as hell then.
Yeah, she is. If it's a lady, I don't know.
It looks like Mario Batali a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a guy, and he ate about six rights.
Real long ponytail.
Yeah.
But then the other guy who disposed of the stripper eventually goes in and puts that little man in a killer headlock.
Yeah, this one here. He picks him up.
He picks him, the little wee man, up.
Yeah, he's like, get up, bitch.
Yep.
And then he gets him in a headlock, and then you don't hear some woman yell, put that boy to sleep!
Yeah, and he is.
Put that boy to sleep!
He is.
That's crazy. And that's where the clip ends.
Just want some breakfast food or whatever they got at the Waffle House. I don't need all this drama. I'll never go here.
This is how I feel.
I
like
can't
it.
Imagine what going to Waffle House.
Say? No.
As hard as I can try, no. I can't.
Never been, never will go.
Man, that little dude just looks
pyramid?
Like a little douche.
I don't know. Oh, he looks like a total little...
He's got douche jeans.
Douche
definitely.
Poser. Yeah. Right? Look at him. Come on.
That's like a stripper boyfriend right there.
Yeah, I don't like him.
That's exactly what it looks like to me. Stripper boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. So he's him and his two stripper friends are out at the Waffle House, and that's when hell broke loose.
Yeah, Mario Batali was ready to run. He had a rough night at the Waffle House.
He didn't expect that. His culinary skill, his Waffle House culinary skill put to the test, and then he gets his ass beat.
His night should be called One Waffle Too Many.
Again, please go see this video. It's something to see. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Let's go to Mike, who's with us. Mike, you are a Waffle House worker.
I used to be, yes.
Okay, so have you seen stuff like this?
Oh, dude, I've seen stuff like this all the time, man.
Come on, like, give us an example of some of the stuff you saw.
Some of the stuff, so I've seen fights break out between workers and guests where, like, people tear out their earrings and throw shoes at each other. One dude got so mad at people inside the restaurant that he went and shots fired at the windows.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Like brawls happen on a nightly basis at Waffle House.
So like are you guys anywhere prepared? Like do they train you how to deal with Waffle House fights? Or do you just like you're on your own?
Your life is training.
Yeah. You're pretty much on your own, man. Yeah. The cook runs the place and you just sit back and watch. Call the cops if it gets too crazy. Escort them outside. Just ask them to take it in the parking lot. Dude, it's nuts, man.
So the cook is the boss?
The cook is the boss at night,
That's unusual.
Oh, wow. I'd never heard that before. There's no manager on duty, just a couple of servers and the manager cook.
He's the only one armed with hot grease and a pan.
Exactly. He's got all the weapons. He's got all the weapons.
You protect the cook at all costs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. So I used to be the cook, and man, there was a time when I almost threw a hot pan at somebody to get them to get out of the restaurant. It was stupid.
What do
seems
you think?
Like an
okay,
yep.
So it seems like the Walmart of dining, but is it just the low prices that attracts a certain crowd, or
the late night,
the hours? Like, what do you?
Man, there is something that hits different when you're drunk off your ass and you looking for something to eat. That Waffle House hits different during overnight, man. And there's just something about it. It gets crazy as soon as the bar shut down. You either in the South, you either have Waffle House or Denny's.
So during the day, it's your normal like seniors and normal regular calm crowd.
Oh,
right?
Sure, it's different.
Yeah, see, you get the seniors, you get some people to come in, get lunch, whatever. But man, that nine to seven shift, man, you see some stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I've had like my server sit there roll joints while cops pull up and run back. It's stupid.
Thanks for calling in, Mike. You have a good day.
Yeah, buddy.
See ya.
That's incredible.
The 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift at Waffle House.
Denny's is equally as crazy.
Yeah, Denny's gets
around
nuts.
Around here, that's what people do.
Yeah. Those Coney Island places around here are crazy. But Waffle House is different. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe we talked to a guy that used to work there because I didn't think any of them made it out.
I didn't think so
either.
They
didn't survive or something. Should write a book.
When this listener said they worked at a Waffle House, they actually needed police details there because it got so rowdy. Like, but again, you're selling like $3 waffles. How do you afford the cops on duty? How is it worth it?
Yeah.
Unless they're just killing it, and I have no idea.
So many drunks, they're like, we made $86 tonight. Well, we got to protect it.
It looked like there was at least 4 employees there. So you're paying 4 people per hour. So you got to be hauling in. And it didn't look like, obviously it's different now because it's a pandemic. So
someone said you left out the part where the lady whose boobs popped out was saying, we got to go. We have crack.
Oh my God.
When someone said they were calling the cops. We got to go. We have crack.
Don't forget about that crack.
Yeah. Well, they definitely had crack.
Well, I think that if you were to take a survey within a Waffle House, quite a few people would have crack.
Probably.
Mm. Well, that like stripper chick or whatever, crack. Like that's a crackhead.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen one.
Oh my goodness, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feisty little stripper.
Yep.
Yeah, this one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also on crack.
Yeah, everybody's on crack.
Oh, right. Mario Batali just gets his ass
just gets destroyed.
He got hit.
This guy, meanwhile, just lifting and throwing people. He's like the bouncer of that Waffle House.
He's the one that put the
He's like, take this one aside.
He is. He was like, he walked over and handed the stripper to a black guy.
And then he picked the little boy up off the ground and was like go to sleep. Christ. Time for sleep.
He's the convicted felon of the bunch. Like, get over here.
That's it. He's like, go to sleep, stripper boyfriend. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Go to sleep. Nighty-night, bitch.
Amazing.
Waffle House.
Good old Waffle House brawl. If you haven't seen it, up at DamonChuckTheFreak.com. Again, Waffle House said, we're looking into it.
They're looking into a lot of stuff.
I'm trying to figure out that stripper's shirt.
It's like a
bodysuit. It's like a bodysuit with backless. No material.
The crackhead one? Mm. This one?
Yeah, like
it's like probably like a thong.
I was gonna say like lingerie.
And it or
does
something
it go
like that,
up in the back it? Or no?
No.
Okay,
that's the strap from her. Yeah.
But it definitely goes all the way down to the front.
Yeah,
it's a very very stripper type shirt.
Yes, like a g-string coming up through the butt cheeks.
Exactly,
and it splits off and connects. So it's definitely a stripper.
Done.
Yeah,
she just got off work. Yeah.
Literally, just came from the pole.
Do you think her friend's a stripper too?
Nope.
Could be.
No,
I mean sometimes
no
she
could
be.
Her,
I don't know.
She is
just a supportive friend.
She's just the muscle.
The muscle.
She's the muscle.
Her supportive friend.
Yeah.
See, Lisa's so nice. And she just could be her supportive friend.
She is. She's the muscle. She went in and started throwing her weight around.
Lisa's viewpoint is great.
Her supportive friend.
Don't let anybody ever tell you just because you're a sex worker.
I beat the ass with my tits out.
Holy cow, come on. We got cracked.
Listen.
We got to go.
Lisa, I'm going to say this. If you're going to roll to Waffle House late at night, you better find a supportive friend like that who doesn't mind her boobs hanging out and her weave falling off, and she's kicking the crap. She at least beat up two chicks in that Waffle House.
The stripper girl didn't beat up anyone.
No, she doesn't have to
do anything.
She's got the boyfriend.
No,
she's got the boyfriend
because she weighs 62 pounds.
Yeah,
she can't do anything.
No.
Like, who do you think wins in a fight? The boyfriend. Or the supportive friend.
Supportive friend
kills that boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, supportive friend's still standing. Boyfriend's in the sleeper hole.
Exactly.
She beat the hell out of that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And she's like a foot taller than that.
When
dude.
You see the girl just turtling, she actually dragged one of the employees just beating this poor employee's ass the whole time. Watch when the supportive friend grabs this other poor girl who's trying to call the cops right now. You see her just,
put that phone down, bitch. Put that phone down.
And then just starts filling her in over here.
Oh, like, just. You think you can call the cops?
Get you a supportive friend.
Did you see the guy come by, like, the camera? Like, so her boobs are out, right? And this other guy was like, I gotta get in so I can see this. Like, watch. Okay, so.
Yep. Yeah, the one guy's recording right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this guy's like, wait a minute.
Where he is. There he is.
Oh! Oh! Titties! Look at titties! Oh!
Amazing. He had a Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
So it's in Ohio.
Probably is.
Yeah, they Ohio haven't confirmed, Kentucky. But they.
Cincinnati
Dude, Waffle
Reds
House is big in Ohio, man.
Oh, look at that screenshot.
Yeah, that's because one Amazing. Of the guys like screaming like a war cry.
Well, but look at this supportive friend is still filling this girl
still
in.
Going to town on that girl.
Supportive. Oh.
Yeah.
Another
supportive
one.
Supportive friend.
Supportive friend.
Get yourself a big supportive friend.
I wonder.
Oh, that looks like the.
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's the guy who recorded it.
So is this the chick that's the stripper that were on her account?
No, this is this guy.
No, this is the guy.
That Amanda B, the one that posted the video, is she the stripper?
No, because she said you can always count on Waffle House. Like, she's just retweeting. She gave credit to that guy.
That girl's different.
This guy, she said, is the one who made the video.
Because the stripper is like an extremely skinny Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah. That's what I was picking up from that profile picture until we clicked on her profile and realized different ethnicity.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. All right. We just talked yesterday about test drives. And remember that woman flipped a brand new car on a test drive. This one went a little bit differently. If you are test driving a car, you want to see if you can handle your most important day-to-day activities. That's a real problem when your day-to-day activities are committing felonies.
Well, sure.
There's a 43-year-old guy named Caleb Gibson. He's from Centerville, Utah. Over the weekend, he went to a car dealership and he took a test drive. But when the car salesman said, "All right, buddy, let's wrap it up, head back to the dealership, get you to sign on the dotted line," Caleb said, "No."
Right.
Oh, man.
Get out.
He got on the freeway. He went over 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
He cranked the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So as the salesman is frantically trying to call 911,
they can't hear it.
They can't hear him.
Oh man! What were they playing? What was the song playing? I wonder. They
created what kind of car? I want to know all the details.
I'd
like to know.
Can you imagine? I'm in the back.
911!
Help me!
God damn it!
911!
Oh, he's got Twisted Sister cranked. I can't explain.
I'm so sick and tired of these people calling. They got their music playing.
I'm serious. I'm in an emergency. I've been kidnapped. I'm a goddamn car dealer.
I can't hear him. I can't hear him.
Help!
I can't hear him.
Guy took me on the highway.
I think it's a joke. I think they're joking. They're listening to Twisted Sister.
Oh, so much movie part of that song. God damn it.
Yeah, help me.
What?
Help me.
Where are you?
I've been taken.
We're not the county for that.
Bye. Has taken me.
Bye. I had
to
let him go. I had to let that guy go. I can't take it. I'm at my wit's end already with these callers. Jeez. I'll let them die. I don't.
Help. For the love of God.
Oh, he's calling back.
Oh, jeez.
This guy.
911 emergency.
Hi, me again. Listen, this dude's got Twisted Sister
trying to turn down the music.
Turn down the music.
I can't. I'm literally taken.
Turn the music down.
Hey, could you turn
the music down?
Not listening to me because
he's taking me. All right, gotta let you go then. Bye.
Goddamn Utah 911.
Yeah, that's the devil's music. Can't stay on this call.
So he was finally spotted because he was going so fast on the freeway, and eventually the Utah Highway Patrol pulled him over. He tried to pin the whole thing on the car salesman.
That guy's like, I had nothing to do with it.
My God. What?
I'm going to tell you straight up, he's lying.
Yeah. He's in the back. He's pooped his pants.
Poop all over his khakis.
Oh, I soiled myself. Turns out Caleb has a long criminal history, so they figured his excuse wasn't legitimate. He was arrested for kidnapping. Listen, I tell you guys, if I'm a car dealer and this guy comes in wanting to take a test drive, I'm like, you know what? Not today.
They're so desperate to sell a car.
This desperate, though?
Let me see him.
That's why I went with him, right? Probably.
Mugshots up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
I don't think you can refuse someone.
God, he's not gonna, right?
What can you say? No,
he's got a whole Manson vibe to him. I don't want him in my car.
But how do you say no?
You know what? I am so busy. I am jammed. But Andy.
Oh, hey, you're going to make me go with the guy that looks like he's from Waterworld?
Yeah, dude. You take him out with him.
I don't want to go with the Waterworld guy.
Andy, you're up next for the test drive.
Okay.
It's like the lead singer of Behemoth, which is a death metal satanic band.
Yeah.
Can we check his credit first?
Was he trying to buy a Mad Max death machine?
Got any war? It's
not something I would be like, yeah, let's take the car out.
He looks crazy.
He him.
He got his driver's license
keys
and everything.
Yeah, they knew exactly who he was, but he did decide to do a little kidnapping.
Jeez,
that's when things go south.
Maybe he had his hair pulled back in the ponytail when he went into the dealership, so he looked a little more put together. You know, maybe this is after the kidnapping, and who knows what happened when the
cops calmed down a little bit. I don't know.
I'm not sure he could look too normal, this guy. I'm pretty sure you'd know
him. Put him in a suit, give him a shower. You never know.
You're right, though. You could throw some Waterworld clothes on him.
He's the perfect fit.
And he's like a merman right there.
Kevin Costner classic.
Yep.
We're off to Clearwater now, where a dude was in the water and claimed something attacked him. A dolphin.
What?
Oh, a friendly little dolphin?
They got a dark side.
I heard they do, though, get sexually aggressive, right?
Yeah, they'll like try to bang you.
They'll try and just tump the hell out of you.
That was the one thing, and going inside, there was like a dolphin pool. You could go at one of these stupid resort things. I went to Atlantis or whatever it was, and you walked into like a, you know, 3 feet of water. But they were like, if any girl has their time, you can't. You can't even get close to it.
That's funny because all the dolphins that I worked with when I was, you know, working at the theme park as a dolphin trainer, they were all female.
Hmm. Oh.
I don't know if they did that on purpose or because I was going to say I was never sexually penetrated by a dolphin in my years.
I knew that they were sexually aggressive creatures, though.
Yeah.
Second only to ducks.
So this old guy, he was not sexually penetrated by a dolphin. He was attacked by one, though, he claims, and he told his story to News Channel 8. Here he is.
No doubt in your mind that this is a dolphin.
No question.
This is David as a retirement.
Eddie Lynch couldn't believe it. He's lived at the beach for decades and enjoys kayaking and swimming in the Gulf.
Exactly what
on Saturday, he tells 8 on Your Side, he came face to face with one big dolphin.
I said, I need to get out of here. And I started turning my body this way, and he caught my hand, and he had the whole hand in his mouth.
Lynch sent these pictures of his injuries to experts at Clearwater Marine Aquarium to get their take.
Did that look like dolphin teeth, or is it hard to say?
It's hard to say.
Robin Curry is a manager at CMA who spends a lot of hands-on time with dolphins.
They got teeth.
Mm-hmm. They'll mess you up.
And says a dolphin bite would be rare.
It could be a mistaken identity where if it was maybe a different species, not necessarily a dolphin, or a mistaken identity on the fact that if a dolphin was hunting or another animal was hunting, like a shark, they could accidentally take something that wasn't a fish.
But Lynch isn't budging and is sharing his story as a warning for others enjoying our beautiful coastline.
Dolphins are not little playthings. And people come up to them because they see them being fed. They see them doing this. And people will go out and try to touch them or play with them. And these are wild dolphins.
It's not as cool as a shark attack story that you survive.
It's not. No. It is not.
Dolphin got
it's
me.
Not.
Dolphin attack.
Look out for dolphins. You mean the friends of the sea?
The ones so sweet.
That come up and talk to you and give you little boops?
Yeah, they give you little boops and they'll help you if you're drowning.
True.
Yep. I will... So when I went down to Key Largo or whatever with my roommate at the time, her dad lived down there, had a boat, took us out. There was all of a sudden, like, there was a pod of dolphins that was, like, swimming along with the boat. They stopped and jumped in with these creatures.
Hmm.
Like, what are you doing?
With wild dolphins.
You're taking a real chance that one of these doesn't decide to just kill you.
Or drag you under or something?
Finally, they swam away or whatever, but I was like, that was too risky. I'm sitting there thinking, well, this boat's mine.
Well, yeah, because they're going to be killed. Underwater rape caves, right?
Yeah.
They drag you down to and just
underwater rape caves.
Yeah. Dolphins get high off of like some kind of weird pufferfish thing.
They'll just like take like, it
it's
in.
It's got a psychoactive effect. Mm-hmm. So they're high, they're rapey.
Yep.
Jeez.
And
that combination.
Out. Just like humans. High and rapey.
High and rapey. No, the female dolphins I worked with, never rapey and, of course, and never bit, never even tried to.
They were so used to humans, though, probably.
Yeah.
The dolphins have that ancient sea knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to one. with a window between us.
Yeah.
I loved them. I thought they were brilliant, but... My experience was different.
Yeah.
Also, I realized, you know, through the years, they probably shouldn't have been held in captivity.
Yeah.
Right. Nope.
You know. That's bad.
Young Dave didn't think that way. But
right.
As I've been older, I realized that was pretty bad. So a guy on a horse on a Chicago freeway yesterday in rush hour.
What?
Nutso. They were, of course, covering it live on the TV stations out there from the choppers and stuff.
Chopper 7HT above the Dan Ryan. A man on a horse is riding with cars, and it looks like motorcyclists.
It's an awesome horse.
I haven't seen a police yet.
It's a really nice horse. Gone in,
yeah. So we're trying to determine why this guy's doing this, but it's slowing traffic down behind him right during the rush.
What a crazy sight
to be doing this, and it's also breaking news to you.
So turns out it was a guy called the Dreadhead Cowboy.
Okay.
He did slow traffic. He caused a major traffic jam as he rode his horse down the Dan Ryan Expressway yesterday afternoon, just before 4:30 p.m. Multiple calls came in about a man riding his horse on I-94 southbound in Chicago. Turns out he was doing it as a protest. It was a Kids Lives Matter protest that he was taking part in. I guess he went to officials and said, hey, I want to do this protest, you know, on this day. And they were like, no.
Right.
Take a horse on the highway? No, denied.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah.
Just let you know I'm doing it that day.
And he did. There's a little tape that he put out here. On horseback. He said it was meant to get the public and politicians' attention to children's needs in the city. They say funding for children's programs in Chicago, especially in low-income area, is far from adequate, and there is not enough investment in those communities.
Well, a horse on a freeway will get everyone's attention.
And it did. Yeah. And it definitely
don't see
did.
That every day.
No, my goodness. And unfortunately, though, he did get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eventually ended with the cops pulling him on horseback over.
It's almost, it sucks that for the horse, probably,
does,
like
yeah.
all that stress
yeah.
of the cars dangerous. Zipping by yeah. and motorcycles behind them.
Well, remember the dude on Detroit on 8 Mile who was on horseback? That's another crazy adventure, too.
That is. The 8 Mile Horseman.
Wow. How are you alive? I don't even
I don't know.
Know
either. I really don't. Okay, there is an unbelievable story coming out of Australia. If someone tells you to eat a gecko on a dare, do not do it.
Yeah, never eat a gecko.
Now, I shouldn't have to tell you that, but just in case,
why
do
can't
not.
You eat a gecko?
This guy, first of all, his testicles ballooned up.
What?
And he eventually died. He rotted from the inside out. All from eating a gecko.
Weird gecko disease.
On a party dare.
Jeez.
It's a father of three. He died eating a gecko on a dare. The toxic animal killed him.
Or so they didn't cook it or anything. He just grabbed it and ate it.
Right.
Yeah.
David Dowell was at a Christmas party in December. A friend dared him to eat a gecko. David's that guy who never backs down from a challenge, right?
Yeah.
So he did it. One day after eating the gecko, he began to vomit green bile.
Oh, boy.
His pee turned black.
Oh, that's no good.
It's a bad sign.
You imagine peeing
when it's black.
Black. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like black is worse than red.
Yeah.
He became so badly bloated, it looked like he was 6 months pregnant. Apparently, he was in absolute agony. 2 days later, he was rushed to Mater Hospital. Reportedly, paramedics.
Why so many days?
I know. That's, well, that's what kills people. They wait.
Yeah.
They wait.
And the second I go to pee
and it's black,
and black comes out,
immediately
I run to the hospital.
Yeah. It's like
you could have
like,
probably saved him.
Yeah.
Like two days before.
Sure.
You know?
He just waited.
Reportedly, paramedics originally believed he was suffering from a stomach bug or severe hangover, so actually they're the ones that said, we don't think you need to go to the hospital.
Oh.
His wife assured them that this was way more serious, and then they finally did agree to eventually take him to the hospital. A day after being admitted, they diagnosed him with salmonella poisoning that they concluded was from foodborne bacteria. The symptoms included diarrhea, vomiting, and fever. It was then revealed that David's lungs were filled with fluid. His balls swole up to the size of grapefruits.
That's no fun.
No.
Eventually, they started leaking fluid from his balls.
Hey, my balls are leaking too, they. Drip, drip.
The doctor said that's normal. It's all just fluid coming from your stomach cavity.
Okay.
So he told them that what he ate, I assume.
Well, they knew that he had salmonella, so
But I mean, if you get that and you've let it sit in your system for how long, I mean.
So he didn't, and I'm not sure if he didn't remember Lise or what happened, but they were searching for answers. Eventually the wife was told, oh, he ate a gecko at that party and that could be the problem. Apparently there was drinking there. There were some people who said he ate the gecko. Others said he didn't eat the gecko. That was just a joke. His sister said it was a dare. So he may have intended to eat it and then throw it away. At the end of the day, there's no official confirmation that he actually ate the gecko. Some people said,
but
yes,
if he had it on his, yeah, but if he had it on his hand, like once you, it's like touching chicken breast uncooked and yeah, then like licking your fingers, right? I mean, you can still get it.
If it had salmonella like on its skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle begged the doctors to operate and help alleviate his suffering. Doctors did perform surgery, but he died during the operation 10 days after he allegedly ate the gecko. The surgeon said that he needed that surgery right away.
Yep.
And that the wife said, well, we asked, why didn't they give him a catheter? Why didn't they think of that stuff?
Why didn't he think of not eating a gecko?
Yeah, well, that.
Yeah.
Now the family's claiming the doctors obviously didn't really care. The moment he got moved into the intensive care unit, that's only when they got serious. The hospital where David died issued a statement saying they offered their deepest condolences to the family. His case was referred to the coroner, who determined that he had provided appropriate care, was provided appropriate care, and no further action was required. They have no further comment.
I know that everybody knows a guy like this.
Yeah. There's one in every, like, buddy crew.
And I know this may seem callous, but I do think that every once in a while, one of them has to die.
They do. They're usually the first to go. It's either him or the wild drinker.
You know?
Yeah.
High-risk group.
It's a high-risk group of buddies, those two guys.
Yeah. Well, this guy obviously
sometimes it's the same
lot.
Guy. Yeah. Sometimes you know, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
You know?
But he probably didn't even remember eating it.
No. No, because he never mentioned it to his wife, right? It's a picture of them there. They asked specialists about this, and they said it is possible that if the gecko was eaten as it was being digested, the salmonella would have been released. But they say it just goes to show that something as innocent as a gecko can carry deadly disease bacteria.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat geckos.
No.
He looks like the kind, too, the kind of guy that would eat a gecko.
Yeah.
He does. After he's done working.
He's more put together than I thought he was going to be, though.
Looks like a wedding photo or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's another Australian guy who ate a slug.
Don't eat a slug.
Ended
guys.
Up with a brain injury.
Don't eat a slug, okay?
Yeah.
Promise me?
I promise.
Okay.
Don't do anything on a dare.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know.
It sucks.
Yeah, that
looks
teenage...
how I would look if I faked I ate a slug.
Oh, man. Teenage rugby player dared to swallow a slug in a coma for 420 days. When he woke up, he had a brain injury.
Well, yeah.
He eventually died last November, eight years after eating the slug on a dare.
Yeah, slugs carry some nasty stuff that, like, humans should never encounter. So then when they do, the doctors are confused.
Thank God I haven't been that guy. Like, some guys, I think, are crazy and do it, and then some guys bow to pressure and do it.
Yeah.
I don't bow to pressure. There's nothing you could say or do to make me do something I don't want to do.
No.
It's always like the buddy that's like seeking approval from his bros.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've just never cared.
I didn't. I mean, I would never. I won't eat olives, dude.
I know. I know you won't. I won't either.
Yeah, that's a picture of him there. He looks crazier there.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the guy.
That's the guy.
What is
he
that?
He has a mullet.
He's got a mullet and a Fu Manchu mutton chop combo.
Yeah, it's a mutton chop.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
We found him.
Fu Manchu mutton combo.
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. And his wife looks like she likes to party, too.
Yep.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Sure does.
You know, so, like, they're that couple.
Yeah.
They've been through some stuff.
They're a hard couple.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't expect. You eat a gecko, your balls blow up, then you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't wait. You know, when you're peeing black.
No, you can't.
No.
What is black pee the sign of? Like what?
It's probably death. Like a
deadly infection.
Sign of death.
Internal rotting.
Urine is black.
It's like, is it blood?
It's probably dark blood. It's
old blood.
Yeah, a lot of blood.
Hmm. There's a condition. There's a rare condition where urine can turn black when exposed to air.
Mm-hmm. Like I think disorder. He was peeing it out, though, black.
Well, people are asking Google, why would my urine be black?
I don't know. Go to the hospital. Don't ask Google.
The darker the urine is, the more concentrated it tends to be. Dark urine is most commonly due to dehydration.
So he's probably massively dehydrated from all the, you know, it's stomach issues. So he probably wasn't putting a lot of water into his system. And
yeah,
he probably had internal bleeding and
kidneys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want black urine.
Man, urine comes in all kinds of colors, too.
It sure does. Amazingly, as you look it up online,
there's only a few colors you're fine with.
Well, yeah, mostly yellow or clear.
Shades of yellow.
Yeah, that's it.
Shades of yellow.
Yeah.
That's a terrible book.
All right, here's another one of those items where you're like, honestly, people pay for this. Would you pay $1,400 for jeans that have fake grass stains on them?
No. Dave, I won't pay $70 for jeans.
Well, Gucci is selling them now.
But look at the guy who's wearing them.
They're actually like overalls, denim overalls, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I Gucci look cute? Is selling these overalls with fake grass stains on the legs. Only $1,400. It's part of their new eco-washed organic denim line made from organic cotton. They say it's specifically treated for a stained-like distressed effect. They say they're aiming for a grunge vibe. Hmm.
There's nothing grunge about that guy.
No. It's not grunge. That was not what grunge was about. That's what kids think grunge is.
Oh, my God.
They said Gucci explores new takes on the cult fabric, reinterpreting it with different designs and washing techniques that blur the line between vintage and contemporary. Total grunge look.
I need to find that photo.
That guy was just like friends with us, and you're like, oh, God, here comes Devin.
Coming right in. Hey, Devin, what's on your pants, man?
That's grass stains from the eco line of Gucci.
Oh, so it's not, you weren't actually doing work outside?
Never. Why would I do anything outside?
Were you listening to grunge music again?
I love grunge, but I was not. I was listening to hardcore German industrial.
Of course.
As I always do. Is my hair poofy enough for tonight?
No.
Someone on Twitter wrote, apparently my farmer grandpa is totally grunge.
Mm-hmm. That's what, when I saw these, I was like, my grandpa literally every day, all he wore was overalls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But he was actually doing work.
Yeah, he's
of
actually
course. Earning those grass stains. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, my God. The models are just ridiculous.
What are you looking at?
I don't understand. Yeah, they have a jean version, and then they have the overall version.
High fashion like that is really crazy to me.
Yeah, it's...
That's where it gets, like, dumb. Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does get weird, because it's just a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
That someone got their ass kicked in and they had to roll around on the grass a bit. Like, look at how terrible those jeans are.
Yeah, the worst. They're not very slimming.
The last thing I need is something that's not slimming.
They make you look like you got tree trunk legs. It is not a good look. But
Kurt Cobain sweater and those jeans is what the model has on. Yeah. Some kind of
floral scarf.
Yeah, Yoko Ono's scarf. Grunge.
I present grunge.
A hippie trained vagrant.
You can see what they look like at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a picture of them up there and see for yourself.
Yeah.
A new baby came into the world in the middle of an Egypt Air flight from Cairo to London the other day. Hayam Naji Dibian went into labor mid-flight, which forced an emergency landing in Munich. But... again, they send the wrong message because you had a baby on our plane. Guess what? Baby wins.
Oh, really?
Once everything was confirmed happy and healthy, the airline presented the newborn with a free lifetime travel ticket.
Hmm. So they land in Germany. The baby's born in Germany.
So it's German.
Your baby is German.
But if it was born in the skies.
Yeah, it's combat boots.
What happens then?
I don't know.
Do you get to choose?
A baby of the air?
That's a good question.
Can you be president?
You get to choose.
I think it's wherever you live.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happens?
I thought if you were born in a country, like there's people that are
not on land,
that would fly to the States to have a baby here, and then the baby would be American.
You can have dual citizenship in places and stuff like that.
While the place of birth on the birth certificate for a baby born in flight may be in the air, The citizenship will depend on where the birth took place, the citizenship status of the parents, and finally, if all else fails, potentially the country where the plane was registered.
Whoa.
Right, so, but if they land in Germany and you have a baby in Germany, there is a, you have a right to be a German citizen.
Yeah, I think that works like that. So you'd be, you could be like, if you were American and then had that happen in Germany, you'd be American and German.
Right.
Right, because a lot of Canadians would cross the border to have their babies in America, so the kid would then have dual citizenship, right?
But if you're an international heir, that's where it gets weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complex.
But again, don't send the wrong message. You don't want people popping out babies all over your airplane just so they'll get free tickets
for
life.
Can you think of anything worse to happen next to you?
Oh my God. The smells, the mess, the slime, the afterbirth.
Dude, I sat behind, I think it was our last flight to Boston or something, but it was like, there was a baby that smelled really bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't poop smell, it was some other gross baby smell. And it had this food around its mouth the whole time. I can't even handle that, let alone a live birth.
We know Andy hates a baby.
I'll take your airline right off my list.
Exactly.
If you're one of these people that promote air births.
No, you cannot, honestly, and you should not promote air birth.
No.
That's not something, first of all, it's not safe and things could go wrong.
Yeah.
But second of all, you don't want people popping out kids on your planes.
No, it's real gross.
Really, everyone, you got to make emergency landings. It's just a nightmare.
I don't want that either, though. Have a baby on a plane?
No, not saying. I thought you weren't allowed to fly within. I mean, unless this
where
woman
they left they from. They left from Egypt Air or whatever.
Cairo, I think.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
I think the doctors recommend that you don't, but you are allowed to.
I think you're allowed to cut off at like 7 months or something.
I thought that if you went up there, there was a chance like the pressure could make you have it. And
yeah,
maybe that's what it is.
I don't think they can stop you though. From
like the airline legally can't say, hey, are you, how far along are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just kind of on you.
So it's on the partner, the woman.
All that baby jelly and stuff, you know, they just wipe it with a like dry paper towel.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah, that's it. If they even wipe it.
If they wipe it.
Oh, you're just walking through lots of baby jelly.
Yeah. Just covered with one of those free blankets they have.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Put it right over there and you never
put the blanket down, then they put it back in a plastic.
Yep. Oh, it's all dried up. Okay, put that back in the bag.
Yikes.
Someone's going to get cold this flight. They'll need it.
Mm.
There's a fine line between tacky and groundbreaking. There's a wedding RSVP card that's going viral right now for its pure insanity. The couple is offering you different dinner options based on how much money you're going to give them as a gift.
That's greedy.
So here's the breakdown. A gift of up to $250. You can pick roast chicken or swordfish. $251 to $500.
Wait a second. Their lowest option is you're going to give them $250?
A gift up to $250. Okay. So anything $250 and under.
Okay.
Gets roast chicken or swordfish. $251 to $500. Sliced rare steak or poached salmon. $500 to $1,000. Filet mignon and lobster tails.
That's what I'm picking.
$1,000.
I'm not giving anybody $1,000.
Oh, my God. $1,000 to $2,500. You get a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, and others.
I got this cool souvenir goblet
from like a wedding.
Yeah, I had to give him $2,000, but
$2,000?
Check that up. Yeah, it's made of plastic, which is a bit.
It's stupid looking.
Yeah,
I mean, you could have bought like a cool like Thor goblet or something, but that's $2,000. Would you get a? You get anything else like a?
I got a collectible T-shirt
of the wedding.
Yeah, it's got their photo on it.
Do you have to prepay? Or can you just say, yeah, I'll get you that.
Yeah, I got you.
No, it's how much you plan to give.
Yeah, I know,
that's what I mean. Right, you don't have to prepay.
I'm going to get the most expensive one.
Yeah, I'm going to give you $2,500. You eat the lobster, you get your goblet. Peace out, bitches. Sorry. I hate you based on your wedding RSVP.
Yeah.
As you might expect, people are tearing into this couple on social media. No words if they're going to change their mind or not.
Awfully wedded douches.
Mm.
Can you imagine? First of all, to even ask someone to give you $250, I think is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
That's
you can't
nuts.
Ask. I mean, unless they're your really good friends or family, then okay. But again, it's what they want to give. You can't ask them to give you anything.
Right. That's the whole thing, right? Like, it's whatever they want to give you. It's like, it's not expected.
No.
No.
You just hope people, you know, give you a gift.
I don't give anybody anything for weddings. I'm like, you're going to need to save your money for the divorce later.
Yeah. I'll give you divorce money.
You can get that in just a bit. Coming up, it's our idiot criminal of the day. What happened when a drunk driver gave the cops a fake name? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
As we've said before, it's awkward when you bump into someone and they remember you, but you don't remember them.
Yes.
But a little embarrassment is the least of this guy's worries. Some idiot in Derby, England, got pulled over the other day for driving with an illegal muffler, tinted windows, no license or insurance. Oh, and he was drunk.
Ah, oops.
And he tried to get out of it by giving the cops a fake name.
My name's Penelope.
What?
Penelope Piper Smith.
What?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
What he didn't realize was that that cop knew his face because they went to school together 20 years ago.
Oh man, he knew him. Oh, geez, I forgot.
I'll never forget you.
We had algebra together, didn't we?
We did.
You know I'm not Penelope.
You picked on me.
I did. And I'm not Penelope Piper Smith, after all. You've caught me red-handed.
No.
The cops posted about it on Twitter, and someone joked that their next reunion could get a little weird. They did seize his car. They did arrest him for drunk driving. It's not clear if he's facing more charges for the fake name as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe his buddy let him off.
I'm going to let that slide. You called yourself Penelope.
You're lucky. It's embarrassing.
No, you embarrassed yourself here.
Penelope.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.